Well, folks, we have touched down in Seattle, and Have Wine Will Travel is very excited to be back in Seattle. It's been a long time, and I am here at the Inn at the Market. Now, we will explain that further to you, folks, but we're looking at the beautiful bay here. Troy is with us here, folks, and he is going to tell us about the inn right here at the market, and what a great spot to be in. I don't have to do anything except walk up down the stairs, and restaurants, shops, everything is right here. It's kind of scary to walk up and down the street here. If you're not hungry, you will be shortly.
Correct. Yes, very much so. Well, welcome to the Inn. We're a 76-room hotel right here in Pike Place Market. Part of the charm of the hotel is the fact that no one knows it's here.
Yeah.
Inside of this beautiful little courtyard with the restaurants, the ivy, the brick, the fountain. So when guests stay with us, they feel like they have a little piece of Seattle, a little hidden gem.
And it's almost like having your own bungalow here right close to the water. And the market is right here. Really a fascinating place with all the different shops and food shops. A place that you can spend 2 or 3 days and really never cover the same ground.
That's correct. One of the things that's funny about this area is people think, oh, I just need a day or two. And they kind of go, we need to extend our stay because there's so much more we want to see, do, and eat here in Seattle.
You can spend weeks eating here in Seattle, and it really has become a mecca for food and wine, and really that's why I'm back. It's a great situation here.
Summarize right now, we have a partial water view, which is one of our favorite rooms here at the hotel. It's not like when you go to Hawaii and you can see a sliver of blue. This is a full-on, for the most part, water view overlooking the bay.
Told me that, and now that I'm in the room here, it's very interesting for me because there's nothing partial about this. There's actually a great deck sitting right outside of my window, and I have sat out there 2 or 3 times during the last 24 hours enjoying the view and enjoying Seattle and downtown by itself, and a lot of very friendly, happy people.
Very happy people here. We have a huge return guest factor. People love coming every year to celebrate the holidays with us, whether it's this time of the year or any time of the year.
Well, I'm going to be staying with you for a few nights, and I looked at the itinerary, and you have something special.
I do. Tonight, we're going to upgrade you to one of our one-bedroom suites. They are located on the upper floors, and you're going to have a beautiful area, living room, overlooking all the Pike Place Market, the water. You're going to see the ferries crossing over to the Olympics, and a master bedroom in the back.
Absolutely beautiful here at the Inn, and we are also going to be enjoying Cafe Campagna later on. Folks, we will have some great food and wine there. Wines are being delivered as we speak, and we are getting ready for a great few days here in Seattle. Troy, thank you very much. Let's give the website here for the hotel and also the phone number.
Local telephone number here is 206-443-3600, and our website address is www.inatthemarket.com.
Make some plans here. Probably not this holiday, but there's a lot of great time coming up. And one note to you folks, Seattle is one of the most beautiful places in the world in the summertime. Cheers. Well, folks, we're going to take a road trip. Now, I've already taken a road trip, and I'm here in Seattle, and it's beautiful weather if you're a duck. I knew the city was like this time of year, and actually, I love it. Rain is not a bad thing, and when you're at Pike Place Market and you have some barbecue and you have things going on, it's fine. But you have another airplane for me to get on. We're going north to Alaska, and I know that song.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about salmon. Right now, salmon is hibernating, but at Salty's, we carry fresh salmon year-round. We carry salmon that's farm-raised king salmon. Now, don't get all scared. It's actually raised really well up on the rivers up in B.C. I had the pleasure last May to go up and catch Copper River salmon and fly it down and right out of the water and into our guests' bellies in 6 hours, which was pretty phenomenal. We flew a plane up there and got the fish off the boat, got in the plane, flew it back. But salmon is just great, and I've cooked so many salmon dishes over my career, and I think it's probably the most versatile fish you will ever see out there.
And it really goes well with a number of wines, Pinot Noir, and I really like the Grenache here with it. It's interesting because we can, and we have had 2 or 3 different river salmon, and we've had the king, and we've had them on the table at the same time. There's a great array of tastes there.
Yeah, I mean, the different species, the anywhere from the sockeye to the coho to the king, they're all different. And then when you get into the different rivers, they're different.
Well, I'm not getting in that river. A little cold.
But a salmon dish, you know, whenever you look at like halibut or anything like that or any fish, this fish is paired with this wine or this white wine. These are the wines. When you look at salmon, there's a lot of bridge ingredients you can put on that salmon because you can put so much stuff on it. You could drink a white wine, you could drink a Chardonnay with it, or you could drink a jammy cap. I mean, it's all over the board. It's really versatile.
It is indeed. Well, folks, we're going to be versatile and try every one of these salmons. And you're not hungry, are you, Chef? Again, I have to eat. All right, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine with Travel. And Chef, you can stay awake for the rest of the meal, right?
Bring the coffee, and I'll be there.